Welcome to Masech Ashkalim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis, Chapter 1, Mishnah 2. The Mishnah continues on the theme of the previous Mishnah, that on the 15th of the month of Adar, they would send out messengers of the Bezin of the Jewish court, and they would begin to check to see if people were planting kilayim. We said yesterday kilayim is to crossbreed different plants. So a person plants grapes and wheat in close proximity, or definitely if they cross-plant them together, that's prohibited. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says in our Mishnah, Barishona initially, if the messengers of the Jewish court would find kilayim, they'd find these mixed plants, so they would pull them out and they would throw them in front of the owners, as if to disgrace them. Mishirabu Oivir Aveira. However, when people who violated this prohibition increased, they didn't pick them out, pull them out, and then throw them in front of them. They would throw them onto the public thoroughfare so they should get ruined, and they wouldn't be able to use those. But the problem was people still continued doing it. They were happy that someone pulled stuff out of their field, and they didn't mind it. So then they went ahead, and they were mafkir. They declared the entire field ownerless, which is something that a Jewish court has the power to do, as we've learned in the Navi Ezra, that anyone who wouldn't come up, Ezra said, to Yerushalayim, then Yecharim kol rechusho, they would confiscate all of his property. So we see that Ezra and his Bezdin, his Jewish court, had the power to be mafkir, to declare ownerless something that belonged to someone, and they would do that with fields that were cross-planted. Let's see Mishnah Gimel. B'chamisha asar, on the 15th of Adar, Shulchanos, the money changers, ho yoshim bendina, would sit out in Yerushalayim so that people could change their money and start donating the half shekel, which we had talked about in the previous Mishnah. It teaches the Mishnah, Be'esrim Chamisha, on the 25th of the month of Adar, Yashvu Bamikdash. They started sitting in the base of Mikdash in the temple, because since there was only a small amount of time remaining till the Rosh Chodesh Nisan, just a few days, so they would already stand. They would already be in the base of Mikdash in the temple. Mishiyashu Bamikdash is Chilul Mashkin. Once already they had set up a stand in the Mikdash that people should really have given by then. Then the Jewish court began to mashkin. They began to take collateral for those people that had not participated with the half shekel the way they were supposed to. Says the Mishnah, Mina Mashkin, who did they take collateral from? Levim, Levites, Yisraelim, standard Jews, Gerim, converts, Vavadim, Shuchurim, and free slaves, because all these people are required to give a half a shekel. Avalo Nashim, but they wouldn't take collateral from a woman that didn't give machatis a shekel, because it says in the Torah, Venosnu Ish Kofar Nafsho, a man has to give the half shekel. A woman does not have to, she's not obligated to do it. V'avadim, and non-Jewish slaves, they're not obligated. U'ketanim, and children that are under the age of 20, those people, they were not memashkein, they did not take collateral from them. Says the Mitnah, kol katan shehischil avav lishkol al yado. Any child that their father began giving the machatis ha-shekel on their behalf, shuvein or posek must continue to give every single year until the child himself becomes a gadol, becomes mature, and is able to give himself. We do not take collateral from the Kohanim, even though they are obligated to give the half shekel. Nevertheless, we don't take, says the Mishnah. Why not? So they should keep a peace. The Yerushalmi adds that not to keep peace, but because of the way of honor, since they were the ones that brought the sacrifices. So we gave them we gave them a break, and we kept their honor intact, and we did not take their collateral. And even if ultimately they don't give, still, the Jewish court kind of says on their behalf that they should get a portion in the public sacrifices that the half shekels went to, and therefore we did not take collateral from them. Wishing you a beautiful day and an amazing rest of your week.